Kicks 106. Good morning, everybody, with Dwayne and Abby.
We're at Cumberland Mountain State Park in Crossville, Tennessee. We're following the colors of fall from East Tennessee to West, and we'd love for you to join us virtually. Check out some pics and vids now at kicks106.com. And you can start planning your next Tennessee State Parks adventure and save 25% off your campsite rentals when you text CAMP, C-A-M-P, to 901-541-2106. We're talking with Deputy Commissioner of Parks and Conservation, Jim Bryson. Jim, let's talk about some of the things you can enjoy at a Tennessee State Park, from hiking, golfing in a lot of cases, fishing, even hunting.
That's right. Some of our parks are very close to the wildlife management areas, which are hunting areas. So you can come and stay in some of our parks and then go out into the wildlife management areas and have fabulous hunts in Tennessee. Many of our parks have amazing fishing opportunities, as you mentioned. And obviously hiking and being outdoors is tremendous. I think we have, 1,100, I think, miles of hiking trails in our park. So there's plenty of opportunity.
Plenty.
I don't know how many miles we'll get in on our four-week trip, but not that many.
Well, I'm a hiker, and I'm not getting all in either, but there's a great variety and amazing things to see.
So, Jim, we've discussed that October is just the most fabulous time to camp in Tennessee, but even in through the winter, you can still enjoy Tennessee State Parks.
That's absolutely right. A lot of people think, well, it's winter, so I can't go into the parks, but you can absolutely get into the parks and enjoy them because we have lodges, we have cabins, and they're open all winter long. The great thing about winter is that we do, in Tennessee, it still can be warm enough where you can really get out and enjoy it. And also, it's not as crowded in our parks, so winter is often a great time to be in the park, so you can really enjoy it, socially distance, and just enjoy more of the park than people that stay away. So we really encourage winter camping.
Jim, we totally agree. I can't tell you how many times we have done December, January, February camping at Shelby Forest and T.O. Fuller right here in West Tennessee. So the temps around here are going to be perfect this winter. Mm-hmm. Let's get out and do some camping.
I could not agree more. And you're right. We have some fabulous parks in West Tennessee. You mentioned even Shelby and T.O. Fuller. And then there's just a lot. Pickwick Landing is also really nice and has a lodge there. Great fishing. And Natchez Trace is great fishing on a small lake. Hunting around there, as you mentioned a few minutes ago. We just encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors, especially now.
All right, Jim, I have to ask you, what is your favorite memory of camping or hiking? Just to kind of highlight for everybody the kind of experiences you can have in a Tennessee State Park.
Oh, my gosh. It was there's so many, it's kind of hard to choose. I will tell you that just a few weeks ago, I was out at South Cumberland State Park, and we reserved a backcountry campsite. And Savage Gulch is right there, and we stayed up on the plateau where we could. It wasn't a really difficult hike, but we were able to walk across and go from really essentially from overlook to overlook. It was a beautiful day, and it was just an amazing hike. That's probably my most recent wow moment in our state parks, just being able to go to those overlooks and take a break and sit down and have lunch and just be able to look at this amazing beauty stretched out in front of you for miles and miles. It's unbelievable.
In 2020, we need wow moments.
Yes.
Especially in nature.
No doubt.
We do, and our state parks are full of wow moments.
Well, Jim, I hope people listening will want to create some wow moments at the Tennessee State Parks.
Start planning now. Text CAMP to 901-541-2106 and get 25% off your next campsite rental.
Come on, you know your mama raised you right. 25% off.